Welcome to WTF with Andres Ibarra, featuring a special guest, Jason Alvarez. Hey, Mr. Alvarez, long time no see. Last time I saw you was at the red carpet with Beyonce. So, how have you been lately?
All good in the hood, G. How have you been yourself?
I've been very good myself. Thank you for asking, sir.
Hey, my boy, you wanna hear a joke?
Sure. Sure. Go right ahead.
If you meet a woman, start talking about global warming. It's a real icebreaker.
Very clever. Now, let's start talking about today's topic, global warming.
Alright, my boy.
So, Mr. Alvarez, do you believe in global warming?
My boy, really? Global warming does not exist in my book.
Really? And why is that?
High key, it's a hoax, Andres.
A hoax, you say? And in what way?
If science can't prove it, then it ain't real.
Well, starting with the Great Barrier Reef located in the northeast coast of Australia, otherwise known as the largest coral reef system in the world, which spans for more than 1,400 miles, the rising ocean temperatures have caused coral bleaching in vast portions of it. Following back-to-back bleaching incidents of 2016 and 2017, scientists report coral mortality rates in the range of 50%, meaning half the living corals have died from bleaching. Well, what do you have to say about that?
Straight facts, Andres. But what about Earth's climate has always warmed and cooled since its origins? The 20th century rise in global temperature is within the range of natural temperature fluctuations. Over the last 3,000 years, rising levels of atmospheric carbon dioxide do not necessarily cause global warming, which contradicts the core thesis of human-caused climate change. Human-produced carbon dioxide is reabsorbed by oceans and forests. Sea levels have been steadily rising for thousands of years. And the increase has nothing to do with humans. Glaciers have been growing and receding for thousands of years due to natural causes, not human activity. Ocean currents and social radiations are primarily drivers of climate change and not human activity.
Okay, I see you're one of those people. You know, I tried to be a professional here, but I guess this ain't it, Chief. Security! Please walk this guy out. And this has been WTF with Andres Ibarra, and I am out of here. Thank you for tuning in.
Hey, thank you for tuning in into Late Nights with Jason Alvarez. Tonight we have a special guest. We will announce him right after the break. Dun 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 dun, I'm loving it. Welcome back, my wonderful people. I'm sure you guys want to meet the special guest. Go ahead and show yourself, my old friend.
Hello, guys. My name's Andres Ibarra, and you may know me from WTF with Andres Ibarra. Links in the bio. And make sure to hit that follow on Instagram to get trying to get 300k followers. Hate my lines.
Well, today's topic is about sexual harassment. This is a very sensitive subject, but we got to inform everyone out there that this is happening in the world. And it is obviously not right, especially when people get away with no punishment.
Well, yes, I strongly agree with you on this. Strongly do.
Well, I got a story for you, Andres. It's about Christine Blasey Ford, a professor at Palo Alto University, accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh on attempting to sexually assault her when they were both in high school. In an interview with Washington Post published on September 16, Blasey Ford said that an intoxicated Kavanaugh pinned her down on a bed and groped her during a party. She said Kavanaugh put his hands over her mouth, and when she tried to scream, she said she was able to escape when another man at the party jumped on top of both Kavanaugh and Blasey Ford. So, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, first off, the fact that the topic of all sexual harassment really intrigues me, knowing how it is rarely reported in the news industry nowadays. So, answering your question, like all the other stories, these acts are vile and must be seriously dealt with in all situations. However, they can, since actions like these are just like every other. Foul motives that are announced to the public only to be a layer swept under the rug.
Interesting views. Moving on now with the article. In a statement on Friday, sent by the White House to the Post, Kavanaugh said, "I categorically and unequivocally deny this allegation. I did not do this back in high school or at any time." In a second statement, released by the White House on Monday, Kavanaugh said, "This is a completely false allegation. Blasey Ford initially contacted the Post in July through a tip line and sent a letter to Democrat Anna Eschew, her congresswoman, in July. In August, she decided not to come forward, fearing it would negatively affect her life. According to the Post, she changed her mind after the New Yorker reported that a woman sent a letter to Democrats in Congress detailing the alleged incident."
And this is the reason why the majority of these accusations can't be taken seriously. One person tells the story in one way, and the other tells it in a completely different way. And other times being that said accusations are slanderous. This confuses both the officials and us, the public, on who we should even trust, thus leading to the possible reason to why this topic is severely silenced. No one knows who to believe, and the innocent one is at risk of facing slander charges of a crime they did not commit.
Yes, Andres, I agree with you. Well, that's it for today, guys. Stay tuned for next Friday, where we cover part 2 on this topic.
What just happened?